Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The rupee slipped below the 90 mark against the dollar for the first time, a symbolic line that hints at the mounting strain on the Indian currency. However, the RBI's limited presence in the forex market has triggered speculation about a surprise announcement in the upcoming monetary policy, reports Manish M. Suvarna. With the RBI's monetary policy meeting underway, the rupee's moves are putting the central bank's stance on currency management under the spotlight, Suvarna writes. The slide is also unsettling private equity investors with fears of lower dollar returns and delayed exits, reports Swaraj Singh Dunjal. For the auto industry, the rupee's weakness is a mixed bag, writes Swaraj Bagankar. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nagaswaran, however, is unfazed by the weakness, as it's not hurting exports or inflation. IndiGo's punctuality took a hit, with two out of every three flights delayed, reports Swaraj Bagankar. The airline is adjusting its schedules over the next 48 hours to normalize operations after 250 to 300 flights were cancelled due to operational challenges, including technology glitches, winter schedule changes, adverse weather, and new crew rostering rules. Meanwhile, Meesho's outsized anchor allocation to SBI Mutual Fund has sparked a debate about fairness and transparency in India's IPO market. The decision to allocate a large share of its 2,439 crore rupee anchor book to SBI MF was made by the company's management, not its bankers, reports N. Mahalakshmi. The move set off a rare split among large investors. Capital Group, Norges Bank Investment Management, ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund and Nippon India Mutual Fund opted out of the anchor book. The government has meanwhile dropped the requirement to pre-install the Sanchar Sathi app on smartphones, reflecting its growing confidence in a voluntary approach, reports Danish Khan. The decision was taken after the app gained popularity, with 1.4 crore users and 2,000 fraud incidents reported daily and 6 lakh new registrations in a single day, a 10x jump. Turning to startups, Ola's food delivery dreams are now on hold, with the company pausing its foods business and pulling it from the app, report Bhavya Dilipkumar and Vikas SN. It is unclear whether the company plans to restart Ola Foods or exit the category altogether. The move comes as Ola reviews its non-core businesses as part of a portfolio restructuring. Regulatory scrutiny is tightening elsewhere. Pavan Barugala and Priyansh Verma report that the Competition Commission of India is taking a tougher stance with global funds, with Goldman Sachs and Carlyle facing scrutiny for allegedly preempting merger approvals. The antitrust regulator's expanded view of control now considers information rights as a trigger for mandatory notification, even for minority stake purchases. Enforcement agencies are stepping up pressure on Chinese handset makers. The Serious Fraud Investigation Office is set to charge Vivo in a fund diversion case involving over 2,000 crore rupees, with the charge sheet expected to be filed this month, report Meghna Mittal and Danish Khan. The broader probe into Vivo, Oppo and Xiaomi has uncovered suspected fraud of over 6,000 crore rupees, indicating compliance issues at the Chinese smartphone makers. On the macro front, India's manufacturing momentum is slowing, with the HSBC Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index falling to a nine-month low, causing the country to lose its top spot to Thailand, reports Ishan Gera. The decline is attributed to cooling factory activity and rising concerns about competition from global players. And finally, a word of caution from investor Michael Burry. The AI frenzy is eerily similar to the fiber optic and router boom of the late 1990s, warns Burry, who famously predicted the 2008 housing market collapse in a podcast with the Big Short author Michael Lewis. Burry claims that the AI investment mania appears more inflated, more fragile and more structurally dangerous than the tech boom that toppled Nortel and Cisco at the turn of the millennium, reports Shaleen Agrawal. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.